You. No, it probably doesn't shock any of you. Preacher sin. In fact, the Bible, as I found out in the book of Romans, declares that I was born with a sin nature. I don't sin because I was trained to sin. I sin because it's my nature. I found with my children, and you have found with yours, that you never had to teach them to be dishonest. You never had to teach them to be selfish. You never had to teach them to lie. It just comes naturally. Why? Because we all have a sin nature. And God says, I want to reason with you. He said, though your sin be as scarlet, they can be white as snow. I can take your sin and I can cleanse your sin. In the book of 1 Peter, the Apostle Peter wrote these words, and I want you to hear this. He says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, that word conversation means your behavior, your lifestyle, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. That's what Christmas is. It was the manifesting, the making known of the Son of God, that God became flesh. And there is only one reason he came: to forgive my sin and to forgive your sin. That is really the only reason he came. In fact, Jesus made this statement. He said, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. Well, the reality is that includes everyone. Everyone. Everyone is lost in our sin. And Jesus came to remove those sins. And though our sin is like scarlet, they can be white as snow when we allow the blood of Jesus Christ, as was mentioned here by Peter, to wash away that sin. He was manifest. We call it Christmas. However you title it, the reality is he came for you and me. God so loved the world. You heard the children quote it this morning. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, anyone, believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here's the good news. That child who became a man and went to a Roman cross has the power to forgive your sin. He can wash away your sin in his blood if you allow him to. The Bible tells us that what God offers is a simple gift. He allowed his son to become sin for you. He allowed his son to become the curse for you so that you don't have to bear your own sin, and so you do not have to be cursed for eternity. God said, my son will earn salvation for you. You don't have to earn your way to heaven. The Bible says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not through a priest or pastor. It's not through a church or denomination. It's not by good works or good acts. Listen, it is a gift that God desires to give you. And what do you do when someone offers you a gift, whether it's at Christmas time or any other time? In order to have the gift, you simply receive it. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The story of Christmas is this. God sent his son to die on a Roman cross for you, to bear your sin in his body and pay your debt of sin. And by trusting him, the Bible says his blood will cleanse you from sin. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Have you ever received that gift? Have you ever allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to be more than just a baby in a manger? Have you taken the Son of God and made him your own Savior? I trust you have, but if you haven't, here's the good news. You don't have to wait till Christmas Day to receive that gift. Right here where you are seated, you can call upon him and let him save you. Would you bow your heads for just a moment? With your heads bowed, your eyes closed. knowing looking. We'll be dismissed in just a moment, but before we are, if you sit here and you say, you know, I cannot say with certainty that I have ever received the gift of eternal life. I do not know that I have ever taken a moment in my life to admit to the Lord Jesus that I need him, that I believe his blood can wash away my sin. I do not know that I've ever personally put my trust in him, but I would like to do that. If that's the case right now this morning, if you would like to call on Jesus Christ as your Savior, would you just pray right where you are seated right now? Would you just simply call out from your heart and say something like this, "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know you hate sin, but I know you love me. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for allowing him to die for my sin. I now choose to confess my sin to you and ask you to come in my life and save me." If you prayed that just now, here's what the Bible says. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's guarantee. That's not Pastor Vaughn's guarantee. That's not this church's guarantee. That is the Son of God's guarantee. If you call upon him, he will save you. Is there anyone this morning that would, by uplifted hand, say, "Pastor Vaughn, I've asked Jesus to come into my life just now. I prayed and I asked him to be my Savior." With no one looking, would you just hold your hand up for a minute so I can pray for you? Anyone at all? If you're here today as a Christian, can I encourage you to focus on what is important this time of year? Enjoy the celebration with family and friends. But remember, as you have often heard, that Jesus is the reason for the season. Keep your focus where it ought to be. You can look this way for just a moment. I really appreciate you being here this morning and trust that you have been blessed for coming. Kids did a good job, and I hope you enjoyed it. I know, especially if you're family, you always enjoy watching your children get up there and do a good job. But we are, again, so glad you have been here this morning. Why don't we do this? Let's just do this. Patty, we'll get a Joy to the World, and we'll sing the first verse of Joy to the World. And if you would, just stand with me, please. We'll sing that first verse together. Most of you know, even without the hymnal. And again, if this morning you have asked the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, would you let me know as you leave? Or if you have questions about that before you leave, I'd be glad to take the time just to step aside. We have others here who would be glad to take the time just to step aside with you and answer any questions that you might have. The most important thing you will ever do is making a decision about Jesus Christ, and I trust it will be one that will receive him as your Savior if you've never done that. We'll sing that together, and then we'll be dismissed. Joy!